Steve Souther, Director of Industry Information for Certified Angus Beef.
Well, Certified Angus Beef, tell us about how long you guys have been going and how things are going for the organization.
Started 35 years ago with specifications so that, actually it started because an Angus producer ordered what was supposed to be an Angus steak off a menu, and he was disappointed. And he realized there's no specifications for this. So we were the first brand that worked with meat scientists to set up so that the carcass specifications, not just, it doesn't matter entirely what breed it came from, but the Angus breed excelled at hitting these specifications. Probably the most important, the reason that 85% of them that wouldn't make it, it would be because they fall short in marbling. They have to have enough marbling to be in the upper two-thirds of choice.
So where has technology taken CAB today?
Well, although the specifications have remained the same for 35 years, really I'd say the technology has helped in value-added products on the product side, and on the producer side, especially the technology has helped improve the accuracy, whereas 8% of all cattle now are going into the Certified Angus Beef program. And so on an individual herd, it might be only 8% of your cattle are making it, or it could be 80% or 90% if you've really tried to use the tools. So we've got the expected progeny differences, and the American Angus Association has the largest database in the world of cattle records that's updated weekly, daily. Anyway, it gets a closer and closer time frame all the time. It used to be they would publish that annually. And, you know, we've improved from the days when you could only buy a bull based on what it looked like or looking at pedigrees. Then we had carcass data, but that might take 2 or 3 years to get. Then we had ultrasound, and now we have DNA. And most recently, there's DNA testing even for the commercial cow herd through GeneMax. And for $17 a head, you can characterize the ability of all your cows or your calves just on the day they're born from a blood test and their potential to gain and grade.
Well, that's a big deal, and there's a lot more information, and the information is coming faster.
Yes, it is, and we're able to share it faster from, you know, from the days when we would write maybe one column once a month in a print magazine. Now, we have all the different ways that we can communicate and share that information, whether it's online, on the radio, through television programs, and we're still putting out, I would say, 100 different print articles in the course of a year.
How, which is kind of leads into my next question about branding and marketing. How has the program helped with selling your product?
Well, you know, there's the ways to think about the cattle industry, and if you think about it as a commodity, you're only thinking about average. And there's a lot of people go broke because if you're average, you're obviously just 1 point from being below average. And there's quite a range there in the returns in the profitability. And you want to be on the leading edge of that profitability rather than either average or that entire half of the industry that's at the lower end of that, because you're not building any stability for your future. You're not building any stability for the beef industry. Well, you stay on that leading edge, then you're going to keep building the demand for your product. You know, so the producers that have focused on that and can market more than half of their cattle as Certified Angus Beef are getting an extra $40 a head on average. I say on average, but you know, that's above average. That literally goes to the last owner of those cattle, so it'd be like if you're retaining ownership. But if you're in a relationship with a feedlot or a relationship with the buyer of your cattle, they're going to pay more for your cattle if they know how they perform.
Are there critics or detractors of your program? And what are they saying and that might be, in your view, inaccurate about Certified Angus Beef?
Well, you know, maybe a lot of the critics of our program haven't tasted certified Angus beef, but there's competition on the live cattle side. Obviously, there's other breeds of cattle. And I suppose one point of difference is with all of the genetic database that we have and all of the data that we've analyzed, that you can actually make a valid case that the Angus breed could be the exception to the rule, where you don't necessarily have to crossbreed your cattle to have a solid business plan. It takes focus. I'd say anyone that is what we would call straight breeding using only Angus, if they're not in concert with that, working toward retained ownership, if they don't really understand the ability of their cattle to hit the CAB target or to earn premiums, then they might reconsider, perhaps they should be crossbreeding. Because you really need to focus on your marketing to get the benefit out of it, because you might be giving up some production advantages in not crossbreeding. So you have to make sure you get them by more focused breeding and more focused marketing.
And where do you ranch?
It's about 100 miles west of here in Pottawatomie County. It's an area of anywhere from 10,000 acre ranches to 80 acre patches, and I'm more one that has put together some of those 80 acre patches.